Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Nick Theodoulou. With the Easter season over for another year, the police were left counting the cost as a night of mayhem on Saturday was reported, with three people losing fingers as fireworks exploded, multiple fires were set, including some involving cars, damage to property, and attacks on police and firefighters. In Nicosia, a 17-year-old was rushed to hospital after the fingers on his right hand were blown off in a firecracker explosion. Around half an hour later, a 35-year-old man was taken to the A&E in Nicosia with similar injuries after letting off firecrackers at a churchyard in Yeri. In the third such incident, a 34-year-old resident of Nicosia was injured while trying to move an explosive device that had not gone off. During the same night, firefighters reported that while heading to an area of Limassol to put out a fire, youths threw stones at the fire engine, causing damage to the front windshield. In Nicosia, firefighters were called to extinguish a fire that spread to dry grass, where they were then attacked by people throwing stones and Molotov cocktails and other objects at them. But elsewhere, Cypriots are getting better at managing household waste, particularly when it comes to recycling. But there is room for improvement, waste management company Green Dot said on Monday. The NGO, responsible for running most of the island's recycling system, cited a Eurostat study published in early April which showed Cyprus is 11th in Europe when it comes to recycling packaging waste. And in political news, main opposition party Akel said it will decide in June which candidate it will field or back for the 2023 presidential elections. Speaking at an Easter-related function, Stefanos Stefanos said that his party will take its final decision at an island-wide party congress scheduled for June. He said, "We've discussed certain things with the parties, we will see their reaction and response. Naturally, we will continue to be in contact with these parties, but at the same time, we will be going through our own internal procedures." Former chief negotiator Andreas Mavroyiannis is thought to be one of the main people on Akel's radar. And elsewhere, President Nikos Anastasiadis will head to Estonia tomorrow with other officials in a mission that hopes to garner the country's digital expertise to help the island speed up the introduction of e-government and other technical projects. Deputy Minister for Innovation and Digital Policy, Kyriakos Kokkinos, said a memorandum of cooperation will be signed between Cyprus and Estonia with the aim of strengthening the government's efforts towards implementing reforms in the field of digital transition. Kokkinos said that the government's goal, through this visit and the forthcoming signing of the memorandum between the two countries, is the transfer of expertise from Estonia to Cyprus in matters of digital transformation projects which are currently being implemented. He added that Estonia is one of the pioneers in the field of e-government, which is essential and very high on our list of priorities as a state. And as of today, people aged over 60 will be able to have the fourth dose of a coronavirus vaccine. They are also available for anyone living in care homes and closed structures, regardless of age. The immunocompromised, immunosuppressed, and healthcare professionals are also eligible, as long as they received their third dose at least 5 months prior. Walk-in vaccination centres will operate in all districts from Monday to Saturday. They will offer Pfizer and Moderna vaccines daily, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines every Friday. Novavax vaccines can be arranged by appointment. And finally, police were called on Sunday afternoon after a 9-year-old boy was rushed to the A&E of Nicosia General Hospital after being bitten by a dog. The child suffered serious injuries to the lower jaw, temple and skull after it appears he was attacked while at home. Preliminary examinations revealed the dog to be unregistered. And that's all for today. But as always, for the latest news, commentary and analysis, check out www.cyprus-mail.com.